This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence, marking the 100th anniversary of a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that wiped out a thriving black community. Julie Walker reports from Associated Press.
A century ago, when 300 black people living in Tulsa's Greenwood District in an area known as Black Wall Street were killed at the hands of a white mob, their homes and businesses burned down. Biden is the first president to take part in a remembrance. At a vigil last night, Bernadette Hackman told KTUL-TV she came in from Chicago to take part.
It would be something that I can really share with my family and all my great nieces and nephews. And just help them to just understand, you must know your history.
Historians say the massacre began after a black man stepped on a white woman's foot, but the story was blown up to include sexual assault. I'm Julie Walker.
Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny asked a court yesterday to halt the hourly nighttime checks he's been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking to the court in a video link from prison, Mr. Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in these checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture. Meanwhile, the head of a Russian opposition group that announced its shutdown last week said he was pulled off of an airliner detained by police yesterday. Andrei Pivovarov, the leader of the Open Russia, said his flight was already taxiing for takeoff at St. Petersburg Pulkovo Airport when it was halted and he was removed. Post on his Twitter account later said he'd been taken to the investigative committee offices on suspicion of managing an organization that has been determined to be undetected.